It's just after midnight on Friday morning. I'm just stopped now, having a short break. 60 kilometres to go to Horse Creek. I haven't seen any kind of vehicle for probably 2 hours going in either direction. Just had the whole place to myself. And where I'm stopped now is just fabulous. You wonder why you don't go to the outback more often so you can see the stars. There's not a breath of wind, barely a sound, maybe a few night noises. I can see just millions of stars, millions and millions. Can see the Milky Way very clearly, arcing right across the sky. When you think that all those, the Milky Way is just billions more stars, it's just beyond comprehension, really. Lots of them are twinkling different colours, and every now and then you see a shooting star go through, I guess, because of the clear visibility out here. There's not a breath of wind anywhere. I've got my bike just leaned up against a road sign, and got my little light on, my headlamp that I carry, and so it's like a little oasis of light in the middle of this pitch darkness. And it's just a special place, and well worth making the trip if you haven't done it, out to the outback to see the skies. And just reminds me that even though a lot of this bike ride is hard work, there are a few moments where you just can't replicate it. How often do you have any reason to stand out after midnight in the middle of the Kimberleys, looking at the stars? You just don't do it that often, and that's what an adventure like this bike ride leads you to do. Things you don't necessarily anticipate, but things that you really relish once you get to see them.